This is Notes from a Native Daughter. I am Soldanela. My guest today is Manny Perez, Tigre. I'm proud to have him for episode 99. He's promoting his latest film, Veneno, Primera Caída, El Relámpago de Jack, inspired on the life of Dominican wrestling champ and idol, Jack Veneno. Manny Perez, I'm so proud of you. I love the film.
Oh, you watched it. I didn't know you watched it. Well, that's great.
Yeah, I did. And it's so beautiful. I love the fairy tale aspect to it. I love that it was based on what happens before he becomes Jack Veneno. How was it for you? How was the experience?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, as an actor, I'm always attractive, or I'm always looking for attractive stories. And in this case, this story, I grew up, you know, watching Jack Veneno. I was born and lived in the DR till I was 10. So, and I lived in some town, the countryside, and we only had electricity, and we only watched when we had, the entertainment was wrestling. It came in on Saturdays, sometimes Sundays. So I grew up watching this man, and he was like, oh my God, he could fly. I really thought he was like my Batman, or to the gringos, you know, compared to the gringos, our Batman and Superman and whatever. So I always looked at this man like a superhero. So when I had the chance, or when they gave me the chance to portray this man, I was so pleased and so happy and so thrilled, you know. But I didn't know his story. I did not know this man's story. I didn't know that he was born in a small town and lived in the United States as well. And then went back and, you know, and started his whole wrestling career. But as an actor, it was a challenge for me. Why? Because everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows how he talks, how he walks, how he stands. And my way of speaking is very different than his. So as in my Spanish, you know, Dominicano, mi forma de hablar, it's very different than his. So I had to study him, and it took me 5 years to study this man via YouTube and to watch how his dialect, to watch how he sits, how he stands. And then I met him, and that's when I realized, okay, I'm in the right road. But it was such a challenge. And then I watched the result, and I was like, oh, wow, this is really good. And I usually hate my work, but I was like, oh, this is so different than what I've done. So I don't know, I was happy with what I saw.
You've been at this so many years, Manny. How many years do you say have you been acting?
Well, you know, people say that, you know, you can be acting, but until you make a living out of it, you're not really acting, which is bizarre.
Mm.
But I've been, thank the Lord, you know, knock on wood, I've been making a living out of this acting for about 20 years now. But I've been acting for about 28. So there you go.
It's an amazing journey for you. You've done so much work. How was it when you realized that you wanted to be an actor?
Well, you know what? It's strange because, you know, since I was a little kid, I always wanted to be an actor just because, you know, watching wrestling, watching Mexican soap operas, which is the only thing we had in the DR at the time. There's 11 of us in my family, 11 siblings, and I always was the clown in the family. So I always knew I wanted to entertain. So when we moved to the United States, I was like, oh man, maybe I could do it here. And then I didn't know English. So I was like, well, I'm going to try to, you know, just figure out how to get involved in acting. And at the time, my family moved to Providence, Rhode Island. And then next to my street, there was a church. And on this church, every Saturday, is all these gringuitos, you know, they used to gather and do children's play. So I was like, oh, man, I'm going to join me. I didn't know English at all. So they put me as like the extra, like the background guy. And then with time, I learned English, and then I started getting roles. And I guess my first role at the time, I remember, was Peter Pan. Like, I played a pirate in Peter Pan, and I had, like, one line. And I was so happy, so thrilled. And I'm like, oh, man, this is what I want to do. So then I went to college and moved to New York.
Did you love Peter Pan, the play?
I actually had no idea who Peter Pan was. I had no clue. All I know, I was in this play, and there was a bunch of kids around, and I was the only Hispanic guy in it. And I was a pirate, and I had no idea. And then later on in life, when I went to college, I was like, oh, wait, I did Peter Pan. And then I realized who Peter Pan was. You know, I had no clue.
That's so sweet. That's so sweet. And what did your family say about this journey?
Okay. Oh, yeah, man. You know, like I said, my family, we were raised in the countryside of the DR Santiago, in Una Loma. And so when I told my parents that I wanted to pursue this in college, they almost had a heart attack. And they were like, "Pues tú estás loco, amigo, que el diablo." So I was like, okay, well, that's what I want to do. And the trick is this, that, you know, my parents, out of the 11 kids that we had, my mom and my dad had, none of them actually pursue college. Most of them did high school, and then they entered to factory workers and became factory workers, amazing factory workers. And they're very successful now as factory workers. So so I told my dad, I'm like, "Hey, Dad, look, if you let me go to college, yo voy a ser primero de tus hijos que te va a traer un diploma." I don't know what, I always wanted it. Yo siempre quería un diploma, pero nadie de mi hijo me trajo eso. Entonces, sí, vamos a ese trato. Entonces, that's what I did. I told my dad, "Hey, let me pursue this and I'll give you a degree." So I came to college because of that reason, to New York City. Yeah. So then they were like, "Okay, well, now that you got the degree, don't you want a job in a factoría?" I was like, "No. I want to pursue this acting thing." And then I did a lot of off Broadway shows and stuff like that. And then I got a big TV show. Then I did Washington Heights, which is like my first film. And then I did this TV show called 100 Center Street with Sidney Lumet. And that was like a big deal because it was like, I played this lawyer, Dominican lawyer. It was on A&E. So it was pretty much prime time, not network, but prime time. So they used to watch this thing, and they were like, "Well, entonces, ¿cuándo tú vas a trabajar en la factoría otra vez?" Because they still didn't get it. So till this day, they say, "Manny, hay una posición abierta en la factoría. Si tú la quieres, tú me dejas saber." Till this day, sweetie. So there you go.
Ay, qué bello. It's the love. It's the love. You know, they worry about you. Es la preocupación. Eso es normal. Y entonces, so through this journey, in all these roles that you've done, and, you know, I was looking through your list, y yo he visto un montón de tus películas. O sea, por eso te pregunté cuántos años tú, you know, you felt that you had, you know, in craft. And I'm glad that you added those other 8 years, you know, porque en verdad es, if once you started and you knew, that's it, you know? What other kinds of things do you long to do? Do you think you'll discover or want to discover?
Well, do you know what? I hate to say it, but you know, I'm not gonna sound. I don't want to sound cliche, but I just want to be working. I mean, there are actors who are like, "Hey, man, I want to be a star. I just want to be working on a set and doing things that I love." Yes, my dream has always been, and this is where it sounds un poquito cliche. I always dreamed of, I guess every actor does have. So, but to me, I realized that this business is so hard that I just want to be working on a set. And if I'm on a set, I'm just thrilled, happy. Life is beautiful. When I'm not on the set, I hate to say it, I'm miserable. I'm just trying to figure, write my own thing, produce my own thing, because I always want to be on a set. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does, completely. That's a beautiful answer.
Sorry, I think you hear some kids yelling in the background. I'm in the Heights, baby. I'm in the Heights.
That's okay.
That's funny. But you know what's funny? I'm going to tell you a little story about that because you're going to sort of laugh. You know, when I met Sidney Lumet, I hate to sound ignorant, but I've watched all his films. Like, I loved Dog Day Afternoon, The Verdict, Midnight Falls in Manhattan. But I had no idea who this guy was, you know. So my agent said, "Hey, you know what? Sidney Lumet wants to meet you. He wants just to feel you out. I think he's doing a TV show," but they were very quiet about it. It was something very secretive. And I'm like, "Okay, well, I'll go meet him." So I go meet him at Lou Di Giacomo's office, casting director. So I meet this sweet man. He's talking to me. He's asking me where I'm from. So I'm just me being me, you know. I tell him I'm Dominican, live in Washington Heights, and blah, 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 blah. "You're such a sweet man." I'm like, "Well, thank you so much, sir." And that was it. 2 weeks later, they're like, "Oh, listen, Manny, that man that you met wants you, you to read his script because he's interested in you for this part of Ramon Rodriguez." And I was like, "Oh, really? Well, shit, that's great." So I read the script, and they were like, so he's like, "And he also wants you to audition for the role of Ramon Rodriguez, but he wants you to study the whole script." So I go back, right? And I met the guy, and I did my homework on this studied the hell out of this character. So I go in and I read, and I read with him because he loves to read with the actors himself. And I thought, I was like, man, this is, it went really great. So he's like, look, Manny, I love what you did. I want you to come back and I want you to read with an actress because you're so good right now, but I want to see you read with someone else. I'm like, okay, great. So he was very complimentary. I was like, oh man, thank you so much, sir. So I go back the following day and I read with him and with a girl. It went good. It went pretty good. I felt good about it. So I said, look, Manny, I love what you did. Give me 2 weeks because I still have other actors to audition, but I love what you did. I'm like, okay, well, thank you. So I go home. I take the subway up to 190th, right? So I get out of the subway and I get a phone call from Lou DiGiamo saying, hey, Manny, he doesn't want to see any other actor. He wants you. Right there, 190th and St. Nicholas, I was crying like a baby. Because it was like the biggest deal in my life, that character, that role, you know? Anyway, that was one of my stories.
That's beautiful. I mean, you know, so much work. Yeah. I love it. I love it. And how was it for you to study? Like, you mentioned that you had been studying Jack Veneno for 5 years. What is that journey about?
Well, you know, again, I studied him because I wanted to be truthful to him. Usually as an actor, I like to improvise, you know, with the characters that I get. But in this case, I couldn't improvise. I had to be real to Jack Veneno. Again, everyone knows him. Everybody knows how he speaks, how he walks, talks. And so I had to study his movement, his accent, his way of... He's very formal, very articulate. I'm not. In my Spanish, soy un tigre de la calle, hablo tigreaje, y esto y aquello. But he's very precise when he speaks, and he's a thinker. I'm not. Yo la tiro a lo foque. So that being said... that was a challenge for me. So in a way, I think it's my best work up to date because I'm being truthful to, I don't want to say a legend, but he is a legend to Dominicans, you know. So I would be truthful to a legend. So there you go.
Credit where credit is due. And he deserves his place. Absolutely. Merci. And so the movie's really beautiful. I love what Taba did. I like his nickname. Que nombre tan, you know, chulo, Tabaré Blanchard. How was working with him?
Okay, well, see, the great thing about Tabaré is that Tabaré, yeah, he's done a lot of commercials in the DR. So this is his first feature. And what's amazing about Tabaré is that he's very, he's a nerd when it comes to films. Like, he knows every film out there. He studied every filmmaker, every director. And he's very, I don't want to say the word anal, but he's very anal with his work, very precise with what he wants. And I love that as an actor. And he was always pushing me to do better. And I was like, oh man, I like this guy. So it just, you know, it challenged me even more that this director who's very, it's his first film, but he's putting everything he's got in this first film. And I got to tell you, it blew me away when I saw it. I'm like, oh, wow, this guy did this? He's only like 28, 30 years old. So he's very young. But he's amazing, amazing at what he does.
Yes, he is. He is. I really love the work. It's very sharp, very clean, very classy. So has your family seen this film? Do they know that you played Veneno? Are they going to see it?
No, you know what's funny? They will see it. My sister saw it because she lived in the Dominican Republic when it opened there. Still playing there, by the way, which is great. But she loved it. And but you know, I have a brother of mine who says, you know, hasta que tú no trabajes con Charles Bronson or Arnold Schwarzenegger, you're not an actor. And mind you, Charles Bronson died like 10 years ago. So I'm like, well, damn, I'm fucked with that dude, you know. So there you go.
I love it. I love it. I wish you much success with this film. I'm going to put a good word for it, for you, and I'm really happy for you.
Amen. Y gracias a ti. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Notes from a Native Daughter. I am Soldanela. Catch me on Audioboom, iTunes, and notesfromanativedaughter.com.